This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We are back here on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning. Hope you're having a great start to your day. We have a lot to get to before the end of the week. It was great seeing everybody yesterday at the Do Something Great Awards. Put on by the Community Foundation. You can see pictures, full story on nowdecatur.com and of course, all of our social media as well. I saw Evelyn Hood for the first time in person for a very long time. She gave me a business card. I don't, she either has super eyesight or I'm going blind because I can't read anything on it.
I have that same business card and I need a new prescription.
But it was good seeing her. Good seeing a lot of people. Bumped into quite a few. And then if you've ever been to anything with Reverend Carson, he has this seventh grade thing about selfies, which he calls Aussies. And I think I was in about 8 Aussies yesterday, each time probably looking a little bit annoyed because I just feel like I'm way too long in the tooth to be doing 8 Aussies at an event. And so he insists and he'll not like the way his jacket, which he didn't unbutton, looks. And so we'll all have to do it and pose again. For the Aussies.
Yeah, he's particular.
Yes. Well, I've been in a few of those great Aussies before, and they're awesome. But I was noticing through those pictures, I didn't manage to get into any of the pictures from yesterday. I thought, well, I accomplished something.
I shared a photo, and then we took a picture after the thing was over. We stayed to take pictures of the winners, mm-hmm. and then we took Natalie and Debbie and Dr. J and myself took a picture, and I just put it up on social media. And I regretted putting it up.
Why?
Well, I'll explain. Because I just said this is I don't know about my ride or die crew, you know. Mm-hmm. But I thought Tanya's not in it, so I feel like I just described my crew with a crew member missing. Aww. And I didn't want her to read into that or anybody else to read into that, that was the entirety of my crew.
I wouldn't have felt
that. Was just the crew.
I know.
You didn't write at the end in parentheses, yep, this is all of them. Can't think of anyone else. You didn't do anything like that.
No.
Oh, then yeah,
you're
fine.
It was a great picture, by the way. You all look so fabulous. I know which picture you're talking about.
Well, it was the only one. Yeah, the one I put up. But so I would, maybe you can superimpose.
I can do that for sure.
That would be embarrassing, yeah.
We can for sure do that.
Let's do the creepy picture with the superimposed person on it.
Yeah, standing off a little. anyway, no, there are people that buy into philosophy, and it's not that you agree about everything or you don't have arguments, not really arguments, but discussions or debate about how to do something mm-hmm. or not to do something. You just know the motivation in their heart. You know the brain in their head. You know that they will take on conventional sort of bureaucracy and like norms, and they're not afraid to think outside the box. And when you find those people in a community this size, and maybe it's just a handful, you feel like you can make a difference in the world and everybody's on the same page. And those are the people you're just going to have their backs no matter what.
Well, thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes complete
sense.
Now,
you might not want to be in the club with me. I didn't think about it from the other way around. and then this ride or die thing was something that I heard quite a bit on the mm-hmm. challenge. And so I was looking at the Urban Dictionary. And evidently, we can argue, you know, all day long about language because it changes every, mm-hmm. you know. But it is when you are willing to do anything for someone you love or someone you really appreciate in your life, the person who you stand by in any problem, you know, ride till the end or die trying. That's sort of short for I got your back, got your six.
Love that.
Yeah. But I felt bad because you weren't in the picture.
Aw, thanks.
But you'd already left.
I was out of there.
Yeah, you did. Like, and that's okay. I just stayed around because I wanted to get pictures of the winners so that I could send one to Dale and the people and we could put them up.
Yeah,
what a great event.
I had to go fix my makeup. I cried too much at that event. It was really moving for me, from the videos to the speeches. It's just really cool to see people get a moment to be thanked.
I have a hard time... when I go to an event, mm-hmm. when I watch a show, when I watch a video, when I listen to audio, my first ear is of a content creator. So it's a kind of a curse mm-hmm. because I just can't be a consumer, you know, without that filter there of Like, I noticed some people were way better at standing up and walking in slow motion than others. I thought about copyright infringements. I thought about, you know, yes. I'm sitting there as you're bawling next to me. I'm going. And that's nothing against the video. It was great. It moved the crowd. They were for sure. You know, but I'm too hypercritical, not in a sense of saying it's bad, just in I'm going through all the creation.
You know
of
how
it.
It's made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you so do that me. At all?
Yeah, but I also am a sap. So when I go there for the feels, I'll turn it off. But I do that every other time.
Yeah.
It usually enhances for me. Like if I watch a movie in particular mm-hmm. and I go, whoa, that was awesome. Look how that just looks so cool.
It works both ways. Yeah.
It's why I can't watch healthcare dramas. Same. Really? Like, that's not really how that's done in the emergency department.
That's exactly right. Cops don't watch cop shows either, except The Wire. That's the one sure. that all the cops like because it really felt like, you know, actual police work. So, no, it was a great, I don't know who did the video, but it was, you know, pictures and montages and video of all the people making a difference. And I'm looking around, everybody's, you know, welling up and, mm-hmm. you know, I'm like.
I got tears.
Yeah.
Can Shanika's I sitting next to me making fun of me for crying. No, aww. I'm just kidding. I She's like, are you crying?
I was going to notice that your ride or die crew, your roster is all women, correct?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I hadn't thought about it in that
I know,
regard.
And you wouldn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love that fact that we have such strong power. I mean, and it's not a thing. We don't have to stop and go, oh, it's a smart woman. We just have powerful powerful women.
Yeah, I guess awesome. In my mind, you know, I don't process it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you're past that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've worked for two female mm-hmm. CEOs in my career. That I mean, I'm not that guy. You know, mm-hmm. but I don't have a litmus test anyway. I mean, you know, I think it's coincidental that my ride or die crew is all female.
Sure.
But it is a testament to, you know.
That's all I'm saying. But I'll shine
you,
a light.
Here's one thing that I noticed that if you weren't in the room yesterday, you probably didn't notice. And this isn't any, every time you say Natalie's doing a great job, it like some people think that's suggesting the people that were there before didn't. And that's not what I'm saying at all. Yeah. I'm saying that the 18 years they've been doing this. And I will tell you, you probably didn't even know about the first 10, you know, because it was, you know, very small gathering. Mm-hmm. But that room yesterday looked different than that room has ever looked. And there's still work to do, but it was, you know,
it was
diverse.
Yes, it was representative of the community.
At race, but age.
Yes.
And so kudos to Natalie and her board and the foundation mm-hmm. because it feels way more inclusive, you know, than what it would have felt years ago. Now, part of that's societal change and culture. I mean, it's not all.
But also purpose.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure.
And that's the one thing that I thought that it was. I don't know. You won't see that unless you were there.
I would agree with that completely. In fact, I noticed that.
Uh-huh.
When I walked around, I noticed that there was a lot of inclusivity, a lot of representation of all different kinds of not-for-profits in the community. It was great. It was really an enjoyable couple hours.
And then you got to find out about all these people doing all these things, you know, and you don't always necessarily see those things in your everyday mm-hmm. life unless you're involved in the organization. It was funny because John West, you know, who is about, I mean, if I had to describe John, you know, like if you close your eyes and think banker.
Yes.
Yep.
Right?
Yes, mm-hmm.
But it was funny because his kids and his wife were there and his kids like pulling on Bluetooth and they made these little, the bank made these fans that have his head on it, you know, like they blew up like the
little
fan
fat
heads.
With sticks.
Yes, exactly.
And it was just, it was great. And he, you know, he of course is like, you know, that's not why he does it. And
of course
I don't think there's anybody there that got an award yesterday that does that because they're comfortable getting an award. Mm-hmm. Probably most of them are uncomfortable.
You're absolutely correct.
But those people need to be applauded and need mm-hmm. to get a pat on the back because they don't do it without outside stuff that makes it, whether it's time that they have to spend or inconvenience or people are mad about X, Y, or Z. I mean, it isn't all just feel good stuff serving in any capacity.
You're absolutely correct. And there are times when, you know, your time gets pulled and you wonder, you think to yourself, why am I doing this? And then you forge ahead. And I'm sure everyone who got an award yesterday has had those moments, and yet they still put one foot in front of the other and did the work. And I think it's so important we thank them.
Absolutely. And I know the whole Coley, well, most of the whole Coley family was there. And that was really cool to see them.
Moving.
Yeah. And so then there were, you know, people, when I was trying to explain to you, you know, like, I bump into a school board member, or I bump into somebody that is a charity executive, or there's volunteers or Millikan students. It was, you know, just a diverse crowd. And I think we miss that in life, that daily interaction, those kind of things where it was good to see people from across all walks of life that are doing good in this community, and really everybody that was in that room to get a pat on the back.
Absolutely. And I love going to things like that, because we don't as often anymore. We don't go to larger events, and it was enjoyable.
Yeah. So do you cry when the puppy commercial comes on, you know, about adopting?
Yeah. I can't watch
Sarah McLaughlin. Did they use that?
HPCA or whatever. Yeah, I can't watch it.
Yeah.
I'm very, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I have emotion right on the floor, right there. And I'm not one, I guess you'd want to play poker with me. I have no poker face. And so I have to be really careful, because I wear it right on my face. You can tell probably what's shooting through my head. It gets me in trouble sometimes.
I'm always betrayed by my expressive body.
Yes. Yeah. And the emotions are right there.
I've leaned into it. There's no, one thing you learn about, the Gallup testing. And what I find to be, they'll word it in a much more polite way, but these bottom 5-10 things, you're never going to be that, right? So quit wasting time trying to.
It's
be
funny
a better
that you
version
say that.
Of those top three things that
Correct.
You are.
It's the truth. And my emotions are always right there. So yes, it's no surprise I cried. It's why I don't go to movie theaters to watch movies.
It is interesting though. I would think from what you've done in your life, those people mostly build up an armor, nurses, cops, frontline people, because they can't, if they did that 9 times a day, their life would be god awful just dealing with all of the stuff. I'm surprised you didn't build up some of that
armor. Well, I did when I was an emergency room nurse.
Well,
that's why I left the bedside. I found myself cynical. Mm-hmm. I found myself, when patients would come to me, I remember the day that I thought in my head, let me guess, you were minding your own business and you only had one beer.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can't do this. This isn't who I am.
Right.
And I had to make a change. And so when you find yourself there, because, I think that you're absolutely correct in these frontline service roles, sometimes that's your clue.
It's also, I think people pulled over for a traffic stop need to have more grace about why those people aren't warm and fuzzy.
For
too.
Sure.
There's two sides to that.
There is.
And that doesn't mean bad behavior, but a little bit of that block.
It's self-protective.
I would think you'd have to, would just be miserable.
You're correct. And it's why you have to pay such close attention to yourself and what's happening with you when you're in a caring industry. And I think it's also why we have to pay so much attention to people on the front line and their mental health. We talk about it a lot, Brian, but it's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The nurses and people that work in hospitals that I know, every day they go in tough and they leave tough, but every now and again it just gets to the point where the faucet comes on and it might be in the parking lot in the car or something, but it all goes tough all day, sad at night.
Well, listen, and you want to see the same thing with law enforcement, bring a kid victim into the conversation, and it's a whole different thing.
Fire rescue.
Yeah, I just think that life is nuanced, and we were talking about, we read this study that the average person tells 4 lies a day.
I
don't think that's even remotely close to the amount of lies. Maybe 50 lies a day.
For sure.
When you talk about self-lies, when you talk about just trying to get out of a meeting or just shut down a conversation or act like you care about meeting this person over here or hey, Nick, haircut looks great. Whatever. I'm just teasing.
No, you are.
No, because Clay said Nick got a haircut. I said, no, he's
not wearing a hat.
Yeah. But my point being is, most of them are probably harmless and just meant to circumvent hurting somebody's feelings or saying the wrong thing, or I really don't want to go to that, but I don't want to tell them I don't want to go to that. So I'm going to give them, so I think 50 a day, depending on your interactivity with others.
At least I think that you're absolutely correct. And it's something that you think about a lot, because the ethics of that is pretty clear. It's like, is honesty the best thing in all situations?
It
I would say no.
Look, it is the one thing I know to be true. There are two things that I know to be true. That change is inevitable and people hate change. That is universal. And that doesn't mean everybody, but the far and away the masses. And that when somebody says, just give me the truth, that is exactly the opposite of what they want.
You're absolutely correct. We wouldn't have the story of the emperor with no robe.
And even if they are receptive to the truth and hear it, the way you feel having delivered that truth, it's a hang up for you.
For sure.
If you had to deliver someone and they receive it fine, you're like, oh my God, did I just ruin our relationship or whatever? I think you bring your own baggage to not wanting them to have it.
I think it's the one thing that has, it is a mechanism, a self-defense mechanism that we are losing through evolution. And I will tell you, we deal with all the content teams across all of our markets and in this market. When I started in 1996, you know, there were air checks on a daily basis about, you know, improve this, improve that, where you had to sit and listen to yourself, which most people hate because you don't sound like you to you.
Right.
I do now, 26 years later, but most, you know, and it wasn't, now it could be done. If you had a certain sort of SOB boss you worked for, they could use that to be, you know, kind of malicious. But if you had somebody who was really giving you constructive criticism to make you better, it was something that made you better. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Today, 99% of our people would quit within 2 weeks if we did that.
Yeah,
they're that defensive. They're that. And so we've lost a little bit of something in trying to make everybody happy. Instead of making people better.
It's hard to give feedback. We find that in the work setting all the time, that people struggle with the feedback loop, but there's no improvement without the feedback loop.
Right. But we're way more defensive as people today than we were. And I don't know. I'm not saying I've had some miraculous discovery. I'm just saying this is anecdotal evidence in different cities, different GMs, different. I mean, you know, there are all kinds of different factors, but the universal is people get offended when you're not even mentioning anybody. You just talk about something and they're sure they're talking about them, even though you weren't. And they walk away offended.
There's a term for that on Twitter. It's called subtweeting.
Yes.
You know, where you say something like where you leave a name out, but somebody has assigned that you're talking specifically about them, and you just describe that in the real world. But it's called subtweeting online.
Okay.
Wow, I just learned something.
Yeah.
It's good information, but useless for me because I spend this much time on Twitter.
You can do it on Facebook.
On Facebook.
An easy example, a friend of mine broke a working relationship off, and the other person wrote, you ask for things to become clear and a miracle just happens. It's like, oh, really? 3 minutes after.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a subtweet. Right?
Got
right.
it.
And what's the difference between a subreddit and a subtweet?
A subreddit is like a chapter inside a book.
Okay.
So like a subreddit would be like Jurassic Park, and you only talk about Jurassic Park.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in our day it was called passive aggressive behavior.
There's a lot of that still. they may call it something different. Yeah. I think it's just. It's an honest brokerage of I want to be better, and I trust somebody's intent is they want me to be better.
For sure.
And that is somehow in our communication game. I think we tend to assume the worst more than we used to. I think we're more cynical as people overall as a whole. And I think that's leadership, that's politics, that's, you know, a lot of it, you know, emphasizes that every day. I think the assumption is you're trying to take something away from me. You're trying to get over on me somehow. It's not that, oh, you want to make me a better person. That's not our go-to
Correct.
Thought.
It's been my experience that people receive criticism and feedback, and I don't think it's criticism, within the confines of a supportive, already well-established relationship. So you have to start with, you know, establishing trust with someone, or they are going to reject your feedback loop every time.
And then there are people that you could invest hundreds of hours trying to build trust that will never be built.
Yeah,
and they're always going to accept the feedback the way they accept it.
Also, I think an important component is balance. If you only hear from this boss that comes in every month for a review and tells you all the things you're doing wrong without. And so the only time they weigh in is to nitpick you.
All that is fair. But what you are describing are the small percentages. I'm talking about, my teammate in this is Michelle Mitchell, the sweetest woman you will ever meet that no one would ever accuse of being aggressive or using any. And the reaction is the exact same to her as to my personality, which is the opposite of hers.
Yeah.
Most radio people are insecure. Take them to an event. Take them out to where the public is, and they're wallflowers.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean,
that's
as a
whole. That's why they're talking in a room by themselves.
That's why they don't use their own name. Right? It's a created persona. Not everybody, but enough of them that it's recognizable, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those kind of folks aren't there for the criticism or the constructive criticism, or I like your word, feedback.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
It is. Great day yesterday. I'm sorry. I'm going to have Nick Photoshop you into that photo. I felt bad about it all night.
Only if it looks creepy. I want it to look really creepy. Come on, Nick.
Can we do a quick break? And I sent you a link to Capital Facts. Rich was over at the Willie Nelson. I sent it to you so you could play it, not for your own individual consumption.
I wrote back. Sounds good. You're like, I don't care. Nerd. Don't care. Right,
quick
that.
Break. We'll do that. We'll give you a little Willie, and I'll give my tickets away to the Silver Bullet, the Bob Seger tribute band thing.
Good.
All right. Stay tuned.
Macon County CASA and Neuhoff Media invite you to the 3rd Annual CASA Gatsby Gala, Saturday, October 15th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. This 1920s Gatsby party includes cocktails, cuisine, silent and live auctions, a little mystery, and a special performance by eclectic cover band Capital Sound, all supporting CASA's mission to advocate for local children who have been abused and neglected and are in need of safe, permanent homes. It's the 2022 CASA Gatsby Gala, and tickets are on sale now.
Visit MaconCountyCASA.org/events.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Running a local business is tough. We get it, because Hickory Point Bank is a local business, too. As one of Central Illinois' leading locally owned banks, we've been serving Decatur businesses and families for years. Most importantly, we know and understand the issues you face every day, because we face them, too. Join us and see the local difference. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
We expect our information in real time. US Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 800-730-8405 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check. As easy as, that's 800-730-8405.
Yard heroes, run with Sloan's, because it's savings time now during Dear Days of Summer. Right now, we have 0% for 36 months on mid-size, full-size, and HPX John Deere Gators. So what are you waiting for? The time to act is now, before these sizzling deals disappear. Hurry into Sloan Implement today, and let's get your Gator running. 0% for 36 months. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/28/22. Power up with Sloan's.
That's Willie at the State Fair last night. Could have all been over in 1969 when that house was on fire and he ran back in for his guitar and pound of Colombian weed. True
that
story.
That award, It's Hard to Be Humble song, I sang with my grandpa as a young child.
Did you really?
I know the whole thing.
I respect Willie as an icon. I'm not a huge fan of the music. I mean, the way I feel about Dolly Parton,
you love
the music.
I grew up with it.
But Willie, when country was outlaw, Willie was about as outlaw as you get. And as far as I know, to this day, the only person to smoke a joint on the roof of the White House.
Yeah.
He's great.
Who's going to tell him no?
Huh?
Who's going to tell him no?
I'm just the fact. I don't know. The entire contingency of the Secret Service, maybe. Who would say no?
Right?
You can just wander anywhere you want to wander at the White House. What's the Carter years? All right. Tanya, we want to come down and we've got a couple of videos that are coming, and these gentlemen are coming back in the fall. Let's figure out a way to. They just both had a powerful message, and I don't know that I agree with all of it, but once again, I don't live my life in that litmus test of 100%. But one is a former convict and drug user and seller, and the other is a former cop. And man, they had some interesting stuff for parents, and he was very interested in seeing your place. And so
absolutely,
let's plan that.
Let's get it done.
Those videos are on the way, by the way. You'll be able to see them in person or however you want to do it. Just some really interesting information, particularly for parents. And right now, you maybe feel like you've got so many waters to navigate, you don't even know where to start. Good places right there.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.